Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Right Now Weekly Radio Show, hosted by Vicki Winterton, founder of Expert Insights Publishing, home of best-selling books, award-winning magazines, global broadcasts and communities. Right Now is a highly educational, inspiring, and empowering show focused on writing, publishing, and marketing your books, featuring outstanding guests from across the globe, including best-selling authors, world stage speakers, thought leaders, and visionaries with proven strategies, secret formulas, and treasured resources to help you succeed and make an impact. Welcome, sit back, and enjoy the show. And now your host, Vicki Winterton.
Hi, this is Vicki Winterton. I'm thrilled today because with us we have Galen Hare. Galen is a national best-selling author and vigilant attorney who is highly proactive about dismantling the insurance monopoly in America and giving power back to the people. And we'll also be discussing his new bestseller, Picking Up the Pieces, Surviving Your Property Insurance Claim. Galen, thank you so much for being with us. Welcome.
Thanks for having me, Vicki.
Galen, for those that have not had the pleasure of meeting you, could you share a little bit about your background and how you came to be so dedicated for people who are looking at insurance claims and how to handle them?
When I was in college, I was living in Boston, and I actually had majored in music. I was enjoying it, but it wasn't really where I wanted to go, and all of a sudden, Hurricane Katrina happened. So I was kind of watching New Orleans, I think like the rest of the country was, and everything that happened to it in the wake of Hurricanes Katrina and Rita. And I just kind of felt this burning desire to be part of that. So I ended up coming down to New Orleans to do volunteer work and help people recover. And I would say it all kind of snowballed from there.
It's really interesting that it came out of that, seeing people's pain and the real need that there was for the service that you now provide so beautifully for people. You were firsthand in the middle of it.
It was definitely an interesting thing to see because, A, the pure raw emotion of just having everything taken away from you, but then the after effects. That raw emotion is in the first 30 days, the 60 days, the 90 days. Later, people start to come back and they turn around and they look to their insurance company to help make them whole. And then that creates a whole second wave of emotional response when they realize that that arrangement that they've entered into with their insurance company may not always be what they thought it would be.
That is, again, so interesting. And people definitely need help navigating through all that. So you not just help them as an individual, you actually developed a firm with other people that you're associated with to help others. Tell us a little bit about how that evolved.
Kind of along those same lines, while I was still just out of college, I ended up enrolling in law school, and I started working with an organization called Student Hurricane Network. We helped with a lot of that volunteer work that I mentioned. But because so many of us were law students, we also would assist other law firms and nonprofits in helping people deal with their insurance companies and rebuild. So I think at that point, it kind of became a really natural gravitation for me that I wanted to do insurance work once I finally finished law school. So to that end, what I would say is I ended up doing defense work initially right out of law school. But again, I just continued to see those problems and that systemic issue with insurance losses and insurance losses not being adequately paid. So we ended up ultimately forming a firm, and I ended up focusing the majority of my practice and now my entire practice on helping people with insurance losses recover funds from their insurance companies in the wake of natural disasters or other losses that would be covered by their policy.
So what do you find are the biggest challenges people have in being able to work with insurance companies and coming out successful from the standpoint of recovering losses?
I think there's a couple of issues, but I would say the largest challenge fundamentally is educational. And what I mean by that is very specifically, you may understand or perceive that you have insurance, but there's a lot of misinformation out there or even just simply lack of information about the cast of characters that are involved in an insurance loss, the roles that everyone serves, the things that people are trying to accomplish. And as a result of that, what I would call educational deficit, a lot of people think that they can handle their insurance claims on their own. And I think many can, but operating at that disadvantage, they find that they can't successfully handle their insurance claim alone. And that's kind of where this book came in, which I can, as a lawyer representing people, can always work with them to help them recover the most insurance proceeds that they would be entitled to help them rebuild. But I'm limited in how many people I can personally help, right? So this book seemed to be a way to kind of cure that educational deficit for many more people than I could individually speak to.
That is really interesting and so true that a book reaches people that are everywhere, literally all over the world. And it's so wonderful that you were able to include that information in the book. So do you have a few tips for the book that you want to share that maybe are really vital for people that are looking for some help in the area?
For instance, and I think a lot of this information is out there, but just not easy to access. One of the things that I think the book does really well is explain who all these folks are. And it clarifies the myth behind the phrase independent adjuster. One of the most common mistakes that I see is that people that come to me or even people that didn't make it to me end up saying, well, I had an independent adjuster come out and this is the number that they picked. So given that they're independent, my insurance company has to pay it. Well, as the book lays out very clearly, those folks aren't independent at all. They work for the insurance company. In fact, I would assert that the word or the phrase independent adjuster is misleading in and of itself.
That is interesting that it's perceived so differently than what it is. And I personally have some friends that bought a really sizable boat recently, and then they didn't look into things proactively and ended up with finding out that they could only insure the boat for half the value, and the value is really substantial. And so I think your book is really, really important, too, for people that maybe aren't in the middle of claims now but may have that coming up so that they make the right decisions up front about what they do. Can you address that a little bit about the proactiveness and how the book prepares people for that?
One of the things the book actually addresses, which I think is really helpful, is documenting the condition of your property pre-law. And less relevant to a boat, but certainly more relevant to a house. One of the things I think I suggest is that you really should every year or two go through your house and figure out what contents you have, what items you have, and you should document this. The reason is obvious after the fact, but not usually before the fact. If your house burns down, you're not really going to have a clean, organized way to know what you lost. And I can't tell you the difference that maybe making that part of your spring cleaning routine, documenting what you have versus not doing that, can A, greatly reduce the stress load on your life if you ever do have a loss, and B, can help you actually reach recovery. And that's what the goal is at the end of this, is to actually reach a state of recovery.
So what kind of recommendations would you make for people that are looking for an insurance representative to work with them to sort all this out and in the very beginning stages and actually secure insurance? Is there some way to vet what you're doing on that end so that it's a better outcome on the other?
Yeah, so at the outset, if you're looking to secure insurance, the advice that I make in the book and that I would also suggest today is finding an agent you trust and really talking to that agent. I'm amazed how many people, because everything's transactional in our life, right? We can go onto Amazon and we can order whatever we need and we can click two buttons and get it. And insurance has done a really, really good job at converting what used to be an old school relationship with your insurance agent into much more of a click-click purchase. That's not good for you in terms of reaching ultimate recovery because you don't know what you're buying. And insurance, I got to tell you, is one of the only businesses in the world where you purchase the product first and then they tell you what you bought later. Think of it that way, but that's very much true. I would guess that anyone listening to this or reading an article or reading the book, I don't think there's a single person that would tell me, well, I bought insurance, I wrote a check, and before I wrote that check, they gave me a copy of the policy. That's not how it works at all. Your policy shows up in the mail a few weeks later. So you really have to spend that time sitting down with the agent, figuring out what will be covered, what won't be covered. I was amazed at how many properties in the Greater Lake Charles area after Hurricanes Laura and Delta had wind and hurricane exclusions in their policies. The short answer is it saved them $500 a year. And now as a result, they have zero money to rebuild their entire home and replace all of their content.
You know, I had never thought of it that way. I had never thought of the way you just positioned it, that you're buying it first and then finding out what you get later. And that's really true. The insurance policies, when they come, are usually pretty thick. And how many people read through all of that? Probably a small percentage. So unfortunately, you find out what you've got not only after you buy it, but sometimes after there's a loss involved that isn't covered.
Absolutely. Texas is seeing it right now with these pipe burst cases from the freeze. There's a lot of pipe burst exclusions. Again, this is just something that no one thought about. They purchased their insurance policy quickly and easily, and they never thought to read through it and say, well, what happens if I have a pipe burst in my home? And that's the biggest advice. And it sounds like the most impossible advice, but really take the time with your policy. Figure out what's covered and what's not. And by the way, hold your agent accountable. Email your agent and say, I really need to know what is covered and what is not covered. Make your agent do the work. Your agent's making a commission on this policy that they're selling you. So don't just let them make a commission by doing what I call a click, click, buy. Let them earn their commission by actually telling you what's going to be covered and what's not. Also, that helps you down the road because in some states, if that agent misrepresents to you what's covered, that gives you yet another avenue of potential recovery if your insurance company leaves you out in the cold.
Oh, interesting. So then, of course, documentation during all of this is really important as far as your activity on your side. And clarifying all of this is also really important.
Yeah, and documentation's changed so much, right? I mean, back in the day, it used to be a letter-writing campaign, and people would write back and forth. Nowadays, it's email and text message. But, you know, you back everything up to the cloud, you save it in a safe place, and then you have it later when you need it.
Yeah, so it makes it easier, too, with technology and the changes that have happened. So what do you think would be the very, very best advice for someone who's just starting out? And I know you've covered a number of tips already, but is there something that we haven't covered maybe that would be really great for someone just starting out and looking for insurance and entering into the world?
I wouldn't say so much for someone that's just looking for insurance, because I think we did cover, you really need to think about what it is that you might be worried about and purchase adequate insurance. But I would say this, anyone that's just suffered a loss, it's fresh, it's raw, it's brand new, the advice is really simple. Take a breath, think about what's going on, and approach it methodically and carefully. You do not have to believe everything that's told to you by the insurance company about the state of your loss and what you need to do to recover. What you need to do is read your policy and make sure that you understand who all these people you're talking to are and what their respective roles are.
Yeah, I imagine that can get really confusing after a loss, particularly if it's a catastrophic loss like we've seen in a number of places. You pointed out hurricanes and the recent freeze. There's a lot of people approaching insurance companies and all the contacts that they have to make in order to recover their losses. And I would think that makes it even more cumbersome than if it's an individual loss.
I think every loss, no matter what, is cumbersome for the person going through it, if that makes sense. And the reason I say that is if you own a business, it's a complicated loss because commercial construction tends to be more complicated than residential. It can be fundamentally, for someone in my profession, more complicated to put together. But whether it's your home, your car, your boat, or your business, for what you are going through, it is deeply and intensely personal and will be often one of the more gut-wrenching experiences of your life because it's not your fault. And it always hurts more when something we've worked for our whole life is taken away from us and it's not our fault.
And if people need to acquire services of an attorney because they're going through a loss, what are some of your best advices about choosing the right attorney in order to achieve the best results? Because for a lot of people, this may be the first time they're engaging in an attorney that is specializing in this area.
First, I'd say this. Get an attorney that does specialize in this area. There's plenty of us. I think most of us in this area are qualified. what I would say is after a disaster, you have to be very careful because every divorce lawyer and car accident lawyer suddenly becomes a, quote, insurance lawyer. I think that's something to watch out for that doesn't make those lawyers bad people, but businesses are cyclical. And when a smart business owner sees an opportunity to expand into a new area as a result of increased demand, there often is that opportunity where you could end up with someone less experienced, less focused, and less specialized. The way I explain that is if you're having heart issues, you're going to go to a cardiologist. You're not going to go to a brain surgeon. That brain surgeon might be the most amazing brain surgeon in the world, might be a genius doctor, but he is not trained in heart issues. You want to go to a specialist when you're dealing with an insurance loss. So that's the first thing I would say. The second thing is you kind of really have to use gut. You can check online. You can see what reviews are out there. I think people are realizing more and more that we can't really trust online reviews anymore since they can be purchased. It's a relationship. And you have to decide how are you going to feel in this relationship for the next 3 months to 2 years.
Yeah, and I think that many people look at attorneys much like they do doctors in that perhaps they shouldn't question them. And I think what I'm hearing you say is that it's important to vet an attorney as you would a doctor and make sure it's a really good fit. But any suggestions for people who have trouble in that forefront because they're looking at people such as yourself or doctors, as you mentioned, as really being authoritative figures that know a whole lot about something the average person knows nothing about?
I'll say this. You're not questioning someone or calling their judgment into question when you were asking him or her to explain the process. And I think that is where it cleaves, in my opinion. If you are looking at hiring an attorney and no one can explain the process to you, that indicates one of two things to me. And this is just my opinion. It may not even be fair, but it tells me that either they're too busy to explain the process to you, which means they also may be too busy to help you with your claim, or, and this happens a lot after large disasters, they don't actually understand the process. And that's a bad part too. I can't tell you how many lawyers after large disasters call our office up, and we always help them because they're usually great people, but they suddenly have all these clients in this area. They've never done it before, and now they're hoping that we can teach them the process so they can handle it for their clients. And look, at the end of the day, when demand is higher than supply, more people have to enter the market, so it's not offensive to us. But I would be concerned if I had just lost my house and my lawyer is calling another law firm trying to find out what he or she is doing.
Yeah, I can see that. And I think that this is so helpful, as is your book. Your book is just such an incredible tool for people who may have suffered losses or just want to be really prepared in case a loss should come along. So tell us a little bit about what you hope readers will take away from the book, that read the book, and also how it might impact, you know, the world as opposed to what it's experiencing now in the area of loss.
So what I hope the book will do, if the book is successful, and I think we'll know, is that it will help close what I call the educational gap in handling your own insurance claim. You know, it's so interesting to me. Most people, when they get into a car accident, they call one of those attorneys on the billboards or TV because they fundamentally know to their marrow that they can't handle a car accident claim themselves. But a lot of people handle their own property claims. Whether that's the right thing or the wrong thing isn't really my place at this point. I have my own personal opinions, but I figured as long as people are going to handle their property insurance claims by themselves, then they need to at least be armed with the requisite knowledge so they can be at least somewhat on an equal footing with the insurance company. And even this book won't get you there, but it'll get you significantly along the way. So I would consider this book to be a raging success if more and more people can intelligently speak with their insurance companies about their loss, about what their rights are, and about how to reach ultimate recovery. And honestly, if this book keeps one person from being taken advantage of by an unscrupulous adjuster, then it was worth it.
I love that. That is so wonderful. So I know Picking Up the Pieces, Surviving Your Property Insurance Claim, can be found on Amazon and other major book distributors. But if people wanted to connect with you directly, is there a link where they could go to on the web?
Yeah, our website is www.insuranceclaimhq.com. That's insurance claim singular, because we hope you only ever have one, and HQ for headquarters. So insuranceclaimhq.com.
Oh, I love that, too. That's wonderful. Wonderful way of thinking about things. Jalen, thank you so much for your time, and thank you so much for putting this lovely book out in the world that's going to be so helpful for those that need it. We really appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me, Vicki.
And for those of you who would like to learn more about Expert Insights, our best-selling books, our award-winning magazines, our global broadcasting communities, you can find us at mybookmybiz.com. That's M-Y-B-O-O-K, M-Y-B-I-Z.com. And everyone have a wonderful week.